None but the hungry heart. 7:27. Treasured trials. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. 1 Peter 5:6. The blesser sends trials because the trials are blessings. Most covet the blessing of having the trial removed. I find the brightest summer is when the winter has been longest and most severe. The wheat, the best grain, passes a winter in the soil. The bud, the blossom, or fruit most fragrant of Christ is the one which nobody knows what it cost me but himself. And where one had hardly noticed it, like the beautiful wild flowers in the hedgerow, contending with bushes and briars to shed their fragrance on the unthankful or unthinking traveller going by. I think we are sometimes ready to say to the Lord, "Could you not have taught me without subjecting me to so much sorrow and humiliation?" The answer I have had is, you could not be effectually taught any other way. The Lord knows the nature of the obstacle in me, which he has to overcome. A less efficient hand might think that it could be dealt with in some other way. A weakness, be it bodily or otherwise, is sometimes allowed to continue in order that there may be dependence. And when there is dependence, the weakness becomes again. The grit, the trying thing, is superseded by a pearl of great price. The God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, mature, establish, strengthen, settle you. 1 Peter 5:10.